This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored.
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom with Louisville Fam Fun. Welcome to the podcast on this Friday morning. It's Stephanie here. And first off, we want to thank our new sponsors. It's LearningRx. They do brain training. They have two locations here in the Louisville area, Springhurst and St. Matthews. And in their brain training, what they do is they get to the root of the problem and they help the kids learn faster or easier. So it's definitely something to check out if you're a parent here in town. So in this podcast, we're getting into 2014 here. So I wanted to make sure that I had a little chat with Maggie. Maggie's here with me today.
Hello.
You are all familiar with Maggie because she's been writing on Louisville Family Fun for 2 years, and she's done lots of podcasts with me here on Louisville.am. And we're just going to talk for a moment now because there's going to be some changes. Changes. Are you ready for the changes?
Change is good.
Yes, change is good. And we're sharing a microphone because Mr. Dan Vonderhyde did not tell me to get a mixer for my two microphones. So Maggie and I are getting very close.
And it's cozy down here.
We're in the Louisville Family Fun basement. It's, you know, a very strange place for a podcast, but it's quiet down here and you can't hear my dogs barking.
I think I'm going to shoot some hoops in a minute.
Yeah, we have a pretty sweet, like, you know, little table that pool table and shooting hoops for the kids. Anyway, I have Maggie here. We're not interviewing anybody else this week, but basically wanted to just let everyone know that there's some changes coming to the Louisville Family Fun podcast. We have so many new people listening every week, and they're coming over from Louisville.am. They're finding us on Twitter. They're linking in on our blog posts. But, you know, Miss Lou Fam Fun here, Stephanie, has gone back to work full time. And, you know, gosh, that's a lot of hours, like 40 hours that I have to go somewhere else and work for someone else.
40 hours is too many hours.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that the podcast was still going forward and it could be progressing nicely and having just some good personality, but somebody that knows Louisville Family Fun, and who else but Maggie.
I know fun, and I know Louisville, and I know Lou Fam Fun.
Yeah. Gosh, you're a know-it-all.
Oh, I don't know if I'm a know-it-all. I know a lot, though.
So I asked Maggie, I said, you know, you've done a bunch of podcasts with me. Do you think you'd want to do the podcast by yourself and interview some people like I've been doing? Because, you know, I'm just nose to the grindstone, 40 hours a week here, you know, 9 to 5. Should I start singing? No. But anyway, I said, somebody's got to do it. I can't be doing these podcasts at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody will want to come interview. So Maggie, of course, said,
I'm on board. Let's do this.
Yeah. So Maggie is going to be, we're going to have both of us are in this fancy, we're going to get fancy schmancy with this podcast. There's going to be segments. I'm going to do some segments and interview people. I've got mobile devices now. I'm going to take this interviewing on the road. So watch out because I might just shove a microphone in your face.
We're fancy.
Yeah, super fancy. I'll get my mixer too. That when Dan has now told me how to get the mixer and make two microphones work at the same time so we don't have to share. But you're going to hear Maggie interviewing really great people. Who do you think you're going to go to and interview first?
Well, we're going to be talking to a lot of great people. So I think we're going to be talking to the Louisville Free Public Library at some point in the future. I think we're going to do maybe one with Parent Teacher Store. And I am really excited about the possibility of interviewing somebody from the Kentucky Bourbon Trail about Bourbon Trail for Families. So
what Bourbon Trail for Families, where we are blowing your mind here on the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. That piques my interest. I can't wait. I know you have a piece coming on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net about that also. So as you can tell, Maggie's just as committed as I am to this Louisville Family Fun Podcast, and I'm so glad that you tune in and have made this so successful that I could bring on another person to add just some new spice to it, because, I mean, I'd get bored. No, I don't get bored of myself.
Neither do I. Yeah. I love to hear myself talk.
I know. So now we're just so excited that we have more people that want to hear us talk. And we're just going to be joining you every Friday. And you never know what we've got in store for you. So just tune in every Friday. It's going to be me and
Maggie Kimber. Let's do this.
So thanks again, and thanks for listening. We've got another segment coming up here in a moment.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code PODCAST. Call 423-3713, promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast on Louisville.am. I'm Maggie Kimbrell, your host, and today I am interviewing Stephanie White from Louisville Family Fun, and we are going to be talking about something really exciting that's brand new we're going to be doing with Louisville Family Fun. Stephanie, would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you for listening. What we're going to be talking about today is the Lou Fam Fun Experience Series. I cannot wait to hear about this. I have been really intrigued. She's mentioned it to me a couple of times already, and I would really like to find out what this is all about. So, Stephanie, what is this all about?
Well, it's about making, you know, for 4 years on Louisville Family Fun, more than 4 years now, I've been watching what goes on around town and telling people about it. We've dabbled in a couple of events where we've helped charities, but not really thrown too many of our own events, even though readers seem to respond to that. So I've been observing, and I know what is missing. So I'm going to fill in the holes.
The holes. That's interesting. So all these events that we go to, they all kind of have the same running theme. You stand in line for the bouncy house, you get your face painted, et cetera, et cetera. What are the holes?
Wait. I have a correction here.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't get your face painted. You stand in line, though.
I get my face painted sometimes.
Sometimes, right. Oh, actually, on a recent post on Louisville Family Fun, there was a picture of me with my face painted. But the thing is, these events you're talking about, a lot of families, and I mean, I'm sort of guilty of it, too. I've thrown events and thought this is the type of event that I'm supposed to do because this is what everyone else does. But I don't like to do what everyone else does. So the waiting in the line, the face painting, the balloon twisters, the bouncies, they can be for other people. I am going to come up with something different, you know, something that all of the family, like you wait in those lines, don't wait in any more lines. Moms and dads can have fun too. They can be excited about an event. They don't have to be just there taking 1,000 pictures with their cell phones or smiling away because their kids are laughing and giggling. How about if they're smiling, if you, your husband, your kids, grandma, Uncle Joe, smile together because they're all having fun together, not watching some of the kids have fun.
That sounds fantastic. I really want to know more about this. I am intrigued. What are we going to be looking at here, Stephanie? What kind of events are we talking about? Are you going to spill any of the beans today?
You have to see this, people. Maggie's like squinting her eyes like, come on.
You can tell me. It's just us girls.
No. You're going to have to like pump me with some wine or something like that to get me to loosen up and spill the beans. But no, what we're going to do is we're going to have a series of events. I have hired some fantastic ladies. They're a company called Across the Board, and they have done some events in 2013 in Louisville that I was impressed with, and they were the high quality events that I'm looking to provide for families. And they're also moms, so they understand that these events, they have to be high quality but in a budget.
Yeah, I was going to say high quality, that sounds expensive. So how are we going to do this in a budget? That sounds kind of interesting.
Let me explain something. I have seen plenty of events that come through that have a high dollar ticket price that people go to without blinking an eye, and they're not that great.
I've seen that too. Go on.
So what I'm looking for is creating something that costs people a modest amount. You know, we'll try to get sponsors and things to help subsidize the costs and bring them down for the people that are going to attend. But we are looking at high quality, moderate cost. It's going to be a cost that is, I'm not going to say low cost, because there's going to be a lot of time and effort and special things going on here. But I think people are going to see value in the cost.
Anything that keeps me out of those lines for the bouncy house, that is a value.
Think to the times where you were in those lines and think, I would pay so much to not be here right now. Okay, now that's not what we're doing. We're not going to like gouge you. But what we're going to do is we're going to create something that's really reasonable. But the experience is going to be for the whole family. You've probably, as a parent, paid for tickets for things that you really just went to because your kids will enjoy it, not because you wanted to go. And so that was money just down the drain.
That's definitely true.
Your ticket price was down the drain. I mean, you got a little bit out of it because you went.
Because it made my babies happy.
Right, because it made your babies happy. But I think we can make our children happy with quality experiences that make us intrinsically happy as well. I want the parent to be happy because the parent is happy. I want not necessarily the parent to be happy because the kid is happy. I want all of it.
All of it.
We want all the things.
We want all the things. So I'm just going to create euphoria for families here in Louisville.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie White of Louisville Family Fun, creating euphoria for families since 2014.
Right. All right. Oh, gosh. Am I building this up too much? No. We have a set of, okay, I'll start spilling a little bit of beans. Okay. Just like two beans? No. We've got, you know, a lot of this stuff is seasonal. We've got to wait for the weather to warm up. It keeps really snowing a lot here in Louisville.
I'm over it.
I'm so over it. So I've got my eye on spring, and we've just got everybody likes those phones, right? And you like to take pictures of your kids and stuff. You don't do that, do you?
I love my phone.
You have a, what do you call it? A phablet?
I have a phablet. I just got a phablet. It's part phone, part tablet. I love it.
Yeah, so she needs to go use her phone. And so I know that parents like to semi-obnoxiously take photos of their children, and they get a lot of gratification for posting them on social networks.
This is the most documented generation ever.
Yes. My children breathe, I take a photo. My children don't breathe, I take a photo. I mean, like,
well, if they don't breathe, you might want to go to the ER. I'm just saying.
In between breaths. In between.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So we take so many pictures. I am going to incorporate a series of experiences for families that even dad is going to like, and it's going to be about taking those photos. Now, they're not going to be photos of your family. This is Louisville Family Fun. So part of my mission is to get people out exploring the city. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be taking photos, and we're going to be using social networking.
Interesting. I like photos. I like Louisville. Tell me more.
Well, that is all. That was like three beans.
Oh, and that was past your two bean limit. Okay. I'm going to have to bring wine next time.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a lot of fun, it sounds like. Anything that gets me out of the house and exploring Louisville with my kids, I am all about it. And I'm over the bouncy houses and the face painting. That's fun. It has its place. But I am really ready to get out there and do something else. I need a change. So there's a change a coming. Is that right, Stephanie?
That is. And, you know, I don't want to. I'm such a guilt ridden. I have such like Catholic guilt I was built up with. Now I feel bad for the bouncy houses. You know, they're good exercise.
They are.
But I just, you know, they seem to be the go-to. Like, I don't understand why they have to be everywhere. You know, I kind of see them now and I go, ah, bouncy house.
You know, and we went to a private school a few years ago and we had a fall festival and they decided specifically not to have a bouncy house. And I looked at them like they were crazy. I was like, really? No bouncy house? What are you thinking? And now I'm like, oh, that was genius. Of course you shouldn't have a bouncy house at every single event. It gets redundant. I mean, bouncy houses are great. They're great exercise. But you can buy a bouncy house now for your backyard, for that matter.
I think those bouncy houses and face painting and things like that, save them. My kids go to Kazoing for that. You know, that's, I like those places because that's what they go for. They bounce like crazy all day long for like camp or parents' day out. And while I'm at work and they come home, they're tired, their faces are painted. They went to a party basically all day long. When I'm with them per se on the weekend trying to find a family event for myself, I don't want to watch my kids bounce in a bouncy house. That's not what I'm looking to do as a family. My children love them in those indoor places when I'm looking for a place for them to go for those situations. So a place like Kazoing, perfect. But I don't need to see bouncies everywhere.
Open play has saved my sanity more times than I can count, I have to say.
Yes. So there is a time and a place for that. But what we're going to do is about educating people about our city, getting out, exploring the city, getting it interactive, getting it competitive. You know, we like prizes. So having some great prizes for people, but also, you know, going with some of the themes that people enjoy. Like, here we go. Another bean. You ready? I'm going with another bean.
I want to hear this other bean. I didn't even have to get out the wine, you guys. Here comes another bean.
So in Louisville, I have, you know, I am a stickler. I track my crazy website statistics like a maniac. And because I'm a businesswoman, so I need to know what's working for my business, what's not. Year in and year out, Easter egg hunts.
Huge. Ooh, we love Easter egg hunts. That's like, that's one of our big holidays. Halloween and Easter are the big ones for us.
Because it's candy.
Candy. Yeah. Candy wins.
Candy wins at all events. But come on. Do you enjoy the Easter egg hunt or do you enjoy watching your children do the Easter egg hunt?
I'm not going to lie. Easter egg hunts can be mildly entertaining. Watching the big kids, you know, plow over each other. That's kind of fun to watch sometimes. But let's mix it up a little. Tell me what you got.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I like a challenge. Why can't I find an Easter egg? I mean, why do Easter egg hunts have to be only for kids?
That is frowned upon, I found out.
No. That means you are trying to participate in the children's Easter egg hunt.
Mommy likes candy too.
Let's come up with an event, an experience that is for everyone in the family on purpose, not like the mom trying to sneak in there and grab some of the Easter eggs. I'm talking about mom is supposed to go and hunt down the Easter eggs.
I like this. Family. I like this. Tell me more.
My bean is dropped.
That's the only bean we're going to get on that one, folks, but it's going to be an Easter egg hunt. I am intrigued. This should be interesting. So I guess, okay, so Easter obviously is going to be one of these events. When can we expect the first event to take place?
We're hoping for March. You know, a lot of things have to be put into action, but
thought out
in great detail, and we got to get everything in order since this is something.
Okay, our accents are crossing here. I said thawed out and you said thought out.
are you like getting some of
we got to de-ice.
Yeah. Okay, so we are thinking through everything since this is a new endeavor on Louisville Family Fun. And so we want to have all of our ducks in a row. So we're hoping for March and then going into April, and then we're hoping for kind of a summer kickoff party of some sort. Bean again dropped. So summer kickoff, because I find that Memorial Day weekend is severely lacking in Louisville. I think everybody thinks that everyone leaves, but people don't all leave. There's a bunch of
that's when the swimming pool's open. So we're all just going to the pool and celebrating. The pool's open. Hooray. It's the first weekend of boating season. Hooray. We're on the river, you know, everybody's got a boat.
Yeah, but mama's cold going to the pool at that time of the year. I don't know. Sometimes hit or miss. I want to create something that's super fabulous for the whole family out at a really cool outdoor place that I love, that just has a whole slew of options, not like that still has that family picnic feel, but just
explode. with competition.
No, this one will not be a competition.
Oh, okay.
The first two experience series events will have some form of competition in them, but this will just be a party.
Oh, I can dig that. All right. Well, that is just all good news all around. I'm so excited. Stephanie White, everybody. So now it is time for the Friday Funny. Are you ready for this, Stephanie?
Do I have to tell the joke this time? I usually make the other person do the joke.
I'm going to tell the joke. Okay. Let's see. What was my joke? Okay.
She's going to her phablet for the joke. She didn't come prepared for joke. She Googled a joke.
I've got it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
My key doesn't fit in the keyhole. Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast, Louisville Family Fun, on Louisville.am. And we would like to once again thank our fabulous sponsor, LearningRx, two locations, St. Matthews and Springhurst. And don't forget, you get $100 off your evaluation if you mention the word podcast. Thanks, everybody.